Lesson A. Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A radio show. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 66.
And welcome back. Now we have Brad Jameson with us in the studio. Brad is a meteorologist and the author of a new book. Tell us what it's called, Brad.
Thanks, Nancy. It's called Weather in Your Backyard: The Limits of Forecasting.
Now, Brad, some of us get a little angry when the weather forecast is wrong.
Well, yes, you're right, Nancy. And unfortunately, the forecast today was for clouds and cool temperatures, but looking out the studio window, I can see that it's actually raining out there. However, I can tell you that we're getting it right more often these days. You have to remember, it's not easy to predict the weather.
Uh-huh. In your book, you talk about weather in very specific, small areas. In other words, the weather in our backyard, not the weather in the whole country. Can you give us some examples?
Sure. I have two great examples. The first one was in Vermont in the northeastern United States. A couple planned their wedding for a certain day, and the weather forecast called for good weather during the day, with storms possible late in the evening. Well, the weather was great that day, a little windy, but not bad. And they had a huge tent so that the wedding party, the guests, the tables and chairs, everything was under this big tent. Suddenly, a strong gust of wind hit them. Wham! It picked up the whole tent and destroyed it.
Oh my goodness!
Most of the storms were still far away, but right there in their own backyard, there was a tiny but terrible little storm.
Amazing! You mentioned two examples.
Right. My favorite story is about how planes can change the weather. A few years ago, a scientist saw a plane fly through a cloud. It made a hole in the cloud, and suddenly it started snowing. Scientists think that planes lower the temperature of some clouds. This makes it snow for a short time.
So meteorologists can make forecasts about the big picture. That's to say, they can give us a general idea of what is going to happen, but they can't predict the exact weather in your location.
That's right, Nancy. But we know that weather forecasts are very important to a lot of people. Farmers, for example. The amount of rainfall is something they need to know. Drought and flooding can destroy their crops, so we measure the temperature and the amount of water in the air. We do our best to give farmers and everyone else a correct weather forecast.
Thank you, Brad. Well, that's all the time we have.